Care today. It's going to dispose of its interests in General Healthcare Group in the United Kingdom. It's an investment it made in 2006 when it looked like more people in the UK would be getting private medical aid. And then, of course, 2008 happened, there was a financial crisis, and that dream ended in tears. Dr. Richard Friedland on the line to us from Johannesburg. This is a big step for you, Richard, admitting defeat after 12 years of trying.
Yes, thank you, Bruce. I think it's exactly the right decision to take commercially and is in the best interests of Netcare shareholders. Remembering that the UK has gone through a number of negative downturns, most importantly, the global financial crisis that it never really recovered from. And this has been a good business with the exception of its over-rented position. This business is now paying close on 20% of its turnover to rent, and we always said to the market that if we were unable to negotiate what is an appropriate market-related rental, we would not be long-term investors in this market, and the time has come to make that commercial decision.
Now, have you left it too late? I mean, people have been very critical of these rental arrangements almost from the start of this investment, and you seem to have believed that you would be able to get one over the landlords and you'd get the landlord's agreement, and finally, you've had to capitulate on that because they're charging you way above inflation increases.
Correct. I think that it wasn't since the beginning that we've been trying to negotiate it, but certainly for the last few years, and we wanted to give it our best shot, but we have a very, very disciplined capital allocation policy in Netcare. Both our South African and United Kingdom operations are completely ring-fenced, and this business has no recourse to the South African balance sheet, and we were not prepared to fund this business anymore absent a rent transaction. We've seen many of our colleagues in South Africa being dragged into this quagmire in overseas operations of having to fund them to dilute shareholders with rights issues. And to be frank, we paid £217 million back in 2006 at 10 or 11 rand to the pound, and we haven't put a cent into it since. And so we've been very disciplined, but the time has come to make that call. I think also the outlook in the UK, given Brexit and given the change in the market there, is certainly very challenged. We thought initially in the short to medium term, we've now changed our view that we think in the medium to long term are there going to be challenges. And, you know, when we look at a competitor like Spire that spent three times the amount of capital on capital expenditure than we have and has not yet got the returns, we chose to be cautious here.
Now, you spent that £270 million 12 years ago at 10 rand to the pound. The pound today at about 16 or 17. Will you make your money back? I mean,
Well, you know, it's too early to say. We still own 57% of the operating company, that's BMI Healthcare, and we still have the same percentage stake in six hospital properties under a portfolio known as Magnolia. And we do think that this is a good business absent the rent. So last year, despite all the vicissitudes and the negative downturn, this business produced £179 million of EBITDA before rental. So there's clearly a structural problem there that needs to be resolved. We have not been successful in achieving that.
But anybody who buys this business from you is going to face exactly the same problem, which then will undermine the value of the business, won't it?
Well, I think that there's some natural buyers of this business, but I think it's too early to speculate on that. And I think that we've given it a good shot. I've particularly been involved over the last 18 months. And I think the time is now to focus on our strong and well-established business in South Africa, which has got good growth prospects. We've just made a very sizable acquisition into mental health through Akeso. And I think we have very exciting prospects in the South African market.
How much have you been distracted from the operations of running the South African business by trying for the last 18 months to fix the UK?
I would say the last 6 months have been particularly challenging and has taken up a lot of my time and that of our chief financial officer, particularly in the last 6 months. And I think we look forward to focusing now back on South Africa, where we've, as I said, have very good growth prospects and have built a very, very strong and sustainable business here.
There was a time, of course, when private hospital groups were looking outside of the country, completely fearful of what national health insurance would mean in South Africa and whether it would lead to a devaluation of the private healthcare model in South Africa. That hasn't occurred. Do you have a renewed sense of confidence of the sustainability of private healthcare and the medical insurance market in South Africa, despite continued plans by government to introduce national health insurance?
Bruce, I've always been positive on that, and we, part and parcel of our ethos and philosophy is to partner government, because we do believe that in order to build a healthy society and a sustainable society, you need a healthy nation, and private and public have to play a role in that. And we've done that very successfully in the UK. Just reminding listeners that, you know, I started Netcare UK before we did the general healthcare acquisition, and we were probably one of the foremost providers of services to the NHS, and we've continued to do that. And I think had we got a rental transaction that made financial sense, that gave us the kind of risk-adjusted return that our shareholders expect, it's something we may have considered to continue with. So I remain very positive about South Africa and think the private sector can play a fantastic role in supporting government, and particularly our new government, in providing better care to more South Africans.
Has it put you off global expansion plans? I mean, do you come home, do you consolidate and then try again elsewhere, maybe in a different deal, or are you over it for now?
No, I think that, you know, we don't have any immediate plans, but we've learned some valuable lessons. We never had full control. We certainly had an equity majority, but that didn't give us management control. And I think that was a weakness. And there have been some other lessons in this. And we've walked away from at least three or four other acquisitions, potential acquisitions over the last 5 or 10 years. We've paid a lot of due diligence fees, but we've decided they don't match our investment hurdles and the kind of returns we look for. So it's not as if we haven't been looking and walked away from other from assets that other operators have gone for.
Dr. Richard Friedland, thank you. Netcare Chief Executive. The share price of Netcare up today, 7%, a very popular decision by Netcare to finally throw in the towel in the UK. What they will get for that business is open to conjecture. Let's see if Chris